Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sean Diddy Combs has one less lawsuit to worry about. His former nanny has dropped her wrongful termination suit against him. We're going to break down what this woman alleged as the music mogul juggles multiple civil actions all at once. Welcome to Sidebar, presented by Law and Crime. I'm Jesse Weber. Over the last few weeks, we've talked a lot about the civil lawsuits that Sean Combs is facing. He settled one of the most explosive lawsuits just one day after it was filed at the end of last year. This was about his ex-girlfriend, Cassandra Ventura, known as Cassie. She had accused him of abuse, assault, even sex trafficking. But again, that lawsuit was settled the day after. Having said that, since then, Combs has faced a lot more legal trouble. There was another lawsuit that was filed after the Ventura one where a woman named Joy Dickerson Neal claimed that Combs drugged and sexually assaulted her when she was in college back in 1991. She alleged Combs filmed the rape, shared the video with others as a form of revenge porn. Combs denied the allegations. Then there was another lawsuit from an unidentified woman who claimed that Combs and singer-songwriter Aaron Hall raped her 30 years ago. Once again, Combs' attorneys released a statement calling the story fabricated. Then we fast forward to February when another bombshell filing came out, this one from Rodney Jones, a music producer known as Little Rod Jones, who worked with Combs on his latest album for nearly a year. In that lawsuit and the subsequent amended filings, he named Combs, his sons Justin and Christian, actor Cuba Gooding Jr., several record label executives as having participated in illegal activities. This includes drug use, sexual assault, sex with underage girls, sex trafficking, and a lot more. So all of these allegations in these lawsuits are likely being investigated right now by the Southern District of New York, which is reportedly looking into a sex trafficking operation. I say that because two of Combs' homes, one in Miami and one in Los Angeles, as we know, were raided on March 25th, but neither Combs nor either of his sons, nor really anybody in his orbit, has been arrested or charged in connection with that operation. Yes, one of his associates was arrested for drug possession, but again, that's not tied to the overall sex trafficking investigation. Okay, with all that in mind, now we have this new update for you. And the new update is that a lawsuit that was filed against Combs several years ago doesn't seem to be a problem for him anymore. This was originally filed with the plaintiff's identity being kept anonymous, but then she revealed herself, come to learn that this plaintiff is Raven Wales Walden. She was behind the complaint. Now, Wales Walden worked as a nanny for Combs' twin girls after the death of their mother, model Kim Porter. Wales Walden sued Combs, as I said, back in 2022, and she was alleging that she was fired because she got pregnant outside of marriage. Let me explain. According to an amended complaint from April of 2023, Wales Walden was a, quote, niece-like figure to Porter. While some have interpreted that to mean that the two were related, that is actually not the case. But Wales Walden did post frequently about Porter on her Instagram page, calling her a mentor, an auntie. And she sued Combs, Combs Enterprises LLC, and three other companies in Los Angeles Superior Court, alleging retaliation and state labor code violations.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Now, she claims that starting in September of 2018, she worked as Porter's personal assistant and that she helped Porter with projects and also helped take care of her twins, Jesse and Delilah, who are both 11. And just a couple months later, in November of 2018, sadly, Porter died of pneumonia at age 47. Well, according to Wells Walden, just one day after Porter died, Combs asked her to live at his estate and be a full-time nanny, 24/7. So the complaint says that Wells Walden agreed. She agreed to honor Porter. And in posts on her Instagram page, Wells Walden posted photos and videos of herself and the twins, as well as other members of the family like Christian Combs. She posted about going to Combs' large party for his 50th birthday, and another video showed Combs in attendance at one of Wells Walden's gender reveal parties. But the lawsuit says that Combs fired Wells Walden in January of 2021, quote, because she was pregnant and unmarried, which purportedly set a bad example for his daughters. She says that she approached Combs about taking maternity leave and he was, quote, infuriated, firing her around the time that she was supposed to take that leave. She alleged that when Combs was told of this maternity leave, he yelled, cussed, refused to fulfill his promise of ensuring that she and her son have access to, quote, the best health and dental insurance and to help with her medical bills. And she claimed that this was wrongful termination. And as a result of this wrongful termination, she claims that she suffered, quote, intangible loss of employment-related opportunities and damage to her professional reputation and emotional distress. By the way, while the allegations against Diddy are just that, allegations, he hasn't been found civilly liable, he hasn't been arrested, he hasn't been criminally charged, what the story does make you think about at the very least is how well do you know the people around you, right? It is very scary to process that for a second. Well, let me talk to you about truthfinder.com. They are a great sponsor of ours that can provide actual safety for our listeners and viewers here on Sidebar. Why do I say that? Because Truthfinder is one of the largest public records search services in the entire world. Their whole goal is to help people like you learn what's going on with the people in their lives. And what you do is you go on their website, truthfinder.com, and you type in a name. I'll be the guinea pig, Jesse Weber. One B, by the way, not two. So you type in my name, and within minutes, you get access to reports that include information like phone numbers, addresses, associates, previous arrests, criminal convictions. Goes without saying I don't have any of those. But what I find really useful is if people were to type in their address, their current address, or their home address, or even if they're about to move somewhere, you can look up registered sex offenders that live in that area too. And that's the point. Unless you use Truthfinder, you may never know the reality about the people around you. Neighbors, new friends, those you meet on social media, parents of your kids' friends, potential dates. If you're letting new people into your life, you can never be too careful. Also, especially if you're buying or selling something online, Truthfinder might be able to help you track down that person's information and see if there are any possible red flags. Well, right now, you can get 50% off of confidential background reports. Just go to truthfinder.com/LCSidebar. Hope you check it out. After she filed the lawsuit, a spokesperson for Diddy told TMZ, quote, this lawsuit is a meritless shakedown to extort money from Mr. Combs. Raven is not the niece of Kim Porter, as she falsely alleges, nor is there any legal basis for this case to be filed under the anonymity as a Jane Doe. Raven was a part-time babysitter to the twins who Mr. Combs kept on the job back in 2018 to provide continuity for the twins following the untimely death of their mother. Mr. Combs graciously permitted Raven to live in his home with her son and treated them like family. And the rep continued, quote, her babysitting services were always intended to be temporary, especially since the girls were getting older and spending most of the day at school. In fact, Raven's transition out of her role was planned and agreed to by her long before she even mentioned that she was pregnant. Mr. Combs will take swift and immediate action to protect his family against these false claims. According to their own court filings, Combs' camp says that Wells Walden's employment was terminated because she just wasn't good enough at her job, so she was fired for cause. Legal responses also stated that the part-time nanny was, quote, not performing all of her job duties as required, that there were some days that Wells Walden received compensation for work that was not performed, thus resulting in wages being paid to Wells Walden that were not owed. Diddy's legal team wrote that he took, quote, reasonable steps to prevent and correct workplace discrimination, if any, and to implement internal grievance processes designed to respond to, correct, remedy, or otherwise avoid the alleged harm, if any, and unreasonably failed to utilize the preventative and corrective measures that the Combs defendants provided, and reasonable use of such procedures would have prevented at least some of the harm, if any, that alleges to have suffered. And it was interesting because during the course of this case, Wales Walden accused Diddy of not fulfilling his discovery obligations during the course of this litigation, that he was being evasive. Now, discovery during a lawsuit is when you turn over material to the other side. She was actually seeking $5,000 in sanctions against him. Well, Diddy's legal team had a response to that. Quote, instead of filing the motion and wasting court and party resources, Raven should have consulted with him on a production schedule in order to understand when they would be producing the documents they committed to. Sanctions are not warranted under these circumstances because the documents sought have been produced. The motion was irrelevant to Diddy's production, and Raven's counsel manufactured a dispute that did not exist. But then you fast forward to April 2nd, 2024, and her attorney filed papers with the judge asking that the complaint be dismissed with prejudice, which means it can't be refiled. So it's not clear if there was some sort of settlement agreement reached between Wales Walden and Diddy, or if maybe they felt her case wasn't strong enough, if they felt it wouldn't be successful. Maybe it was the time, the expense of the litigation. Maybe there's some other reason. We just don't know. What I can tell you is that at a time when Diddy is facing a number of legal actions, and when he says that he is the victim of a shakedown and money grabs by multiple people, this is definitely a win for him, both legally and from a PR point of view. That's all we have for you here on Sidebar, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jesse Weber. I'll speak to you next time.